Welcome to the Iran Human Rights Podcast, a review of major human rights issues by the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. It's November 15th, 2011, and this is our 39th podcast.
Was always this chance of getting arrested or getting questioned and getting detained.
There are people who've been arrested who I know very closely, and they are in prison and their families haven't heard from them, and their only charge is education.
That was an excerpt from Education Under Fire. It's a new documentary film. In Iran, members of the Baha'i faith are not allowed to attend university. So the film profiles something called the Baha'i Institute for Higher Education. It's sort of an underground university. In today's podcast, we examine the persecution of the Baha'i community in Iran, and we'll hear from the film's creators. The Baha'i faith was founded in the mid-1800s in what is now known as Iran. There are more than 5 million followers, so that makes it the world's second most widespread faith. In Iran, they're the largest non-Muslim minority religion, so they're perceived as a threat to the country's religious establishment. Because of that, Baha'is face systematic persecution in nearly every facet of life, from employment to education. After the 1979 revolution, Iranian authorities renewed this historic campaign to eradicate members of the Baha'i community. Since then, over 200 Iranian Baha'is have been executed, disappeared, or killed for their beliefs. Thousands more have been imprisoned and have had personal property confiscated or destroyed. And all members of the community are barred from obtaining higher education. Many Baha'i are currently behind bars, even those who are not considered politically active but simply support Baha'i institutions. Here's Hadi Gaimi, the executive director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, with some more background on the situation.
For the past 30 years, the Iranian government has been targeting Baha'is and trying to prevent them from many directions growing as a community. And that growth is not just about growth of their numbers, but even their personal growth. And higher education is one of the most important examples of that, where they have been banned from getting the higher education from Iranian institutions, private or public universities. And that's really a draconian policy. And the Baha'i community, being very much committed to provide higher education to its youth, has been very creative and has tried to provide that to people inside Iran. And it is really sad to see the latest attack and crackdown on the online university that the Baha'is has set up.
The Baha'i Institute for Higher Education was founded in the mid-1980s and has never been legally recognized by the government. Earlier this year, 7 people associated with the institute were sentenced to 4 and 5 year prison terms. To learn more about the institute and the movement behind it, we spoke with the 2 filmmakers who explore this issue in their documentary, Education Under Fire. Jeff Kaufman is the director of the film.
But if you're Baha'i, all your Muslim friends, and they could be your very best friends, go off to college after high school, and your life is supposed to stop there. And for many, it still does. I think really it's an attempt in part to kill the heart and soul and mind of a whole several generations of Baha'is.
So how many people are involved?
It started out first very small, with just a few teachers and a few students. And as one teacher in our film says, she said, here we can promise you no pay, a lot of work, and the rest that you might go to prison. But will you do this? And she, of course, said yes. So against great odds, they first started teaching by correspondence, but it was too dangerous to do things through the mail. So they developed a whole courier system where volunteer drivers would dedicate tons of time to drive assignments from teachers in Tehran, all across Iran, every major city in Iran, and back again. And then pick them up, you know, a week or so later. And then the papers would be graded. They bring them back to the student. They bring them back to the teacher. They'd have tests. Every single step was driving hours and hours and hours both ways. Just an incredible dedication and courage. And then finally, after some period of time, a few people volunteered their homes in Tehran. And students would come from all over, 4-hour, 6-hour bus rides to Tehran, stay for 3 or 4 days, often, you know, a whole bunch of kids in the basement, study all day long for 3 or 4 days, and then go back to their homes. And then, you know, all have jobs and do other things as well.
Tell me about the crackdown that happened earlier this year.
The Baha'i Institute for Higher Education faced a massive raid. 40 homes were raided, computers, books, photo albums, many things that had nothing to do at all with teaching were all confiscated and have disappeared forever. And many, many people who were students, teachers, administrators were imprisoned as well and interrogated. And again, this is just for trying to teach their community, nothing more. About 2 weeks ago, 7 of the remaining BIHE faculty were each given long prison sentences, 4 to 5 years each, simply for trying to teach geography, you know, geometry, pharmaceutical studies. That's the crime. And now they're going to be in one of the most notorious prisons in the world.
For the filmmakers, the documentary was just one aspect of their mission to help the Baha'i community. Education Under Fire's executive producer, David Hoffman, told us more.
One of the things that we wanted to do with this campaign, we wanted to do more than make a film or hold events that would just be awareness-raising activities, which, of course, you know, we want that to happen. But we were hopeful that we could begin conversations through the use of the film on campuses and in communities across the country where folks could talk about what they could do to make a difference.
And what are some of those things?
Some thoughts and ideas that would be the starting place where institutions could talk about action steps that would, in effect, mitigate some of the effects of the Iranian government's policies. For example, one specific line of action would be for more and more universities to consider accepting the credits of the BIHE. Another action point would be for Baha'is and others who have been dismissed from universities or not allowed to attend universities in Iran to be offered access to education through Western institutions online and possibly even with scholarships. And then we're hoping that there will be, as the conversation unfolds, there will be yet other lines of action that can be taken here. Obviously, the problems really need to be solved in Iran, but as long as that's not happening, what are the kinds of things we can do to assist in mitigating the problems that have come out of these really just insane policies?
That's all for this edition. For more on this story and other human rights news, you can visit our website at iranhumanrights.org. To learn more about the film Education Under Fire and the associated campaign, go to educationunderfire.com. Join us next time for the Human Rights Podcast. Thanks for listening.